A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let the marriage bed be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The word of the Lord. Have you ever wondered how really inspired the scriptures are? From my perspective, they have to be Catholic, and I mean a small C Catholic, and apply over the years, in all places and circumstances, and with all people. After all, the author of the Hebrews concludes in today's reading with the statement, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I decided to put this to the test recently during a ride on the subway in New York City during the morning rush hour. As the number 6 train pulled up to the platform, it was packed with people. One poor woman looked like she was squeezed up against the glass of the door, almost like a child who pushes his nose and lips against a window. As the doors opened, one woman started yelling at another for pushing her. And we all piled into the few spaces remaining, standing side by side like sardines in a can. It occurred to me that we were like prisoners required by financial circumstances to travel in this way. Were we ill-treated? Well, some of you might think so if you aren't comfortable with this form of public transportation, and I'll admit I was a bit uncomfortable at times of being surrounded by many tall men. Looking around, I wondered how many of my fellow riders were imprisoned or ill-treated because of their nationality, religious beliefs, sexual orientation, gender, education, or rather lack of it, or economic conditions. Was I contributing in any way to systems that might be the cause of this? Was I myself imprisoned by prejudice or ignorance? The woman next to me carried a beautiful Prada handbag, and all around me people were listening to music on expensive smartphones and MP3 players. Posters advertised beautiful women and men wearing beautiful clothes and doing beautiful things. How difficult it must be to trust in God rather than the secular message that things will make you happy. And where was I in all this? Do I feel entitled to a certain standard of living? Do I really appreciate what I have? Hospitality in the subway? Well, if not exactly that, then at least civility is necessary. I thought of the woman who started yelling when she got off the train, thinking she had been pushed. And while it didn't happen to me on this particular subway ride, there certainly have been times when I questioned the cleanliness, sanity, or safety of another rider. Could this person have been one of the angels described in the passage? When have I failed to give someone my seat, or more space, or maybe just a smile? So my conclusion from this experience is that, yes, the scripture today is definitely inspired. It applied to my subway scenario, providing me an opportunity for reflection and comfort in knowing that, quote, the Lord is my helper, and I do not need to be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Close quote. And how does this apply to your circumstances today?